She's actually putting of her own money. Like,
yeah, but I think that they, I don't know.
And so now what's happening is basically what they're saying is that in order for Barack to win, like, the entire election, in order for him to become president, mm-hmm. he has to basically get her support. So he can get the rest of the Democrats that she has, because she has a couple. They mm-hmm. want him to get the rest of the Democrats, and if he gets the rest of the Democrats, that's it. He becomes the next president.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Has that ever even happened before?
A black president? No.
No, not a... I know that much. Hello. You
okay,
know?
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, has that ever happened before? Like,
with,
were they,
with
like...
two people, like, running like that?
No, I'm saying, like, that they already know who's going to win from, like, before.
No. It's not that they already know who's going to win. What's happened is basically that... they're running against each other for the same within the same party. Mm-hmm. Like, they're both on the same team, if you will.
Oh, okay.
And basically, like, you know, there comes a certain point where you already know. Like, they keep,
oh, okay,
like, you know,
okay,
like...
okay, no, now I see what
yeah,
you're saying.
Yeah, so now they already know that he's the one that he's going to be running for that team. So there's no reason for her to still be there, but she doesn't want to give up.
Aw, that sucks.
Don't feel bad for her.
Why? You want Obama to win?
Yeah, I want Barack Obama.
In a way, I wanted him to win, too, but then I was kind of, like, rooting for the girl, you know?
Yeah, of course, because you want, you know, you want her to change.
Yeah, I'm a girl.
So what's going on with your hair? It looks very nice today.
You know what? I didn't want to brush my hair today. That's why I didn't feel like looking the same today.
You look nice, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You look nice yourself. I like your hat.
Thank you. I wear it all the time. So thank you. I was gonna tell you that. So why did you think that I was, like, mad at you? I don't understand.
Because, hello, you didn't talk to me the whole Sunday.
Actually, no. The reason why is because, like I kind of felt bad, like, about what happened, and... I don't really want, like, for me to be the issue, like, between you and my mom, you know? Like, I don't want that, I don't want myself to come up in, like, any way, mm-hmm. form possible, like,
okay.
I was just kind of like, well, you know, like, I don't know what to do, because the thing is, I, you know,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, I don't have to say it, but it's just, like, I think sometimes, like, it, when I try to, like, talk to you and stuff like that, like, it can be taken as, like, ammunition, you know, to, like,
ammunition, what do you mean by that?
Like, the fights can get worse just because, you know, like, something might happen between us or whatever, and I'm just like, you know, I just kind of felt bad because the last thing that I want is for you and my mom to fight, like, over something stupid that happened between us, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, whatever. Kind of like the same, yeah, go ahead.
Kind of like what?
No, go ahead.
Kind of like what? Say it.
Kind of like the reason you gave for not, like, doing that thing a long time ago when I asked you. I'm trying to be like...
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
It's kind of like the same reason that you gave her. Like, you don't want, like, your relationship to go bad because of what happens between us, basically.
Okay.
You see?
But, what was I going
to
tell you?
But I wasn't mad at you. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Think about it. I mean, you called me in order to talk to my mom, and I picked up the phone.
I figured. But I was just... Anyways, it's okay, because I wasn't feeling too good on Sunday anyway, so it's okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
You thought I was... You see, you don't really know me. Like, I mean, I told you I was mad for, like, one day, and then I was just, like, forgetting.
Yeah.
I felt really bad,
but I just felt like the whole thing was just misunderstood. It was... Yeah. Whatever, I don't want to talk about it anymore. It's, like, old. Whatever. What'd you do today?
What do you mean, what did I do today?
What'd you do all day?
I tried to get some more people. Like, I made some phone calls for the bilingual research study, and, like, I've been doing a lot of reading.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't go to school today.
You didn't go to school today?
I couldn't get up. I had, like, I don't know what was wrong with me this morning. I had, like, allergies, and I was sneezing, and I was so sleepy. I couldn't open my eyes. My alarm went off, and I would have been late anyways.
And you stayed in bed?
Yes. I wake up at 6:30 because I have class at 8, and by the time I get ready and everything, and traffic in the morning, and get on the highway, like, I get there, like, right on time. And I missed my alarm clock. It was already, like, 7 when I actually woke up.
How much longer do you have to go? I mean, you're halfway through the summer, right?
Yeah, it's ending. I have, like, 3 more weeks.
Really?
And I shouldn't have missed today, but the thing is, like, I shouldn't have missed it, but I just couldn't get up.
And how do you feel now?
I don't know. I feel good now. Like, it went away. It was weird. It was a weird thing. It was, like, a little phase or something.
Some morning sickness.
But I should have went because I think I have a test on Thursday.
You're not pregnant, are you?
No. Yes, God, please.
That's morning sickness. I don't even want me to tell you. You get up in the morning, you can't get up. You're sick. You're bloated.
Yeah, I think I even threw up in the bathroom.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God. You imagine? Oh, God. That's crazy.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. But whatever.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Yeah.
Extremely funny. That would be like,
What, like, geez, like,
I would have to
Mary,
be, I would
Mary
have to,
Jesus no, funny?
I would have to be, like, the next, like, scientific study.
Yeah, I would think so. So you like the radio station?
Yeah, it was good. I never heard it before.
Yeah, it's really funny. I listen to it now all the time. But I don't know. It makes me laugh, and there's, like, so much, like, good stuff. Like, they talk about stuff like you heard, like, the stuff about mm-hmm. step-parents and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They talk about politics. Good talks about politics. Not like that crap where it's like, oh, you know, it's all over your head and stuff like that. No,
yeah,
good
yeah.
politics. And, no, they have, like, they're always giving away money.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah. Always
I never heard
money.
It before.
They're the people that were giving away the tickets for the concert.
Oh, for the concert,
yeah.
really?
I never called. I should have called. Yeah, I probably would have won some.
Sure.
But I could have gone by myself.
It's not funny.
I'm just joking.
No, that's not funny. I didn't even enjoy the concert, God.
I can't really, you know, that's the one thing that really
I was so mad. I was like,
that's the thing that makes me angry, that I don't
why?
Because the thing is, like, the thing is, like, okay, look, let's be honest with each other. Like, I would have gone, like, if I really wanted to go to the concert, I would have gone regardless. Like,
mm-hmm.
I would have just bought the tickets. Like, I would have just forget stuff.
Okay, I know where you're going with that.
Okay, but, like, at the same time, you know, it's not just, like, you know, going together. That's not the point. The point is going
mm-hmm.
together and having a good time. And I know you wanted to go to the concert. So
yeah.
it was important, you know, that you had a good time. So when you tell me, like, oh, I didn't even have a good time, I was like,
I didn't.
I was like, great. So, like,
it was good because, you know, I got to go, whatever, and I saw her. Oh, she did really good, actually.
Yeah?
She looked really pretty.
Yeah.
But, I felt bad because I knew, like, from already, like, whatever, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yes,
anyways,
yes. Let's not. Let's
there
not,
will be more. Okay.
There will be more. Oh,
yes.
So now you're saying there will be more concerts.
There will be. And I'm going to make sure that you go with me the next one because I feel really bad.
For that?
Not for that, but I know you wanted to go too, so.
Yeah, okay. No comment.
Okay, but anyways. So yeah, that's all you did today?
Yeah, I kind of helped my parents out a little bit. I kind of figured that I would just be doing this, so I was
mm-hmm.
like, you know what, I've been studying for the GRE too. You know,
yeah.
Like, but like, there's a lot of vocabulary in that thing, man. Like, I have like
really?
400 like index cards that I did. Additional
wow.
index cards of like words and stuff like that. So I'm like, wow, that's a lot of stuff. Like, I've just been writing like this whole time, like just putting all the words on index cards,
mm-hmm.
and it's taking me forever. So,
wow. So when are you planning to take that test?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I thought it would be done by, you know, by mid June, and I'm still like taking down like, you know, words. You know.
Yeah.
So I took a practice test though.
Really?
Like,
how'd you do? Do you know?
I did really.
No?
I did better on the math than I did on the.
Oh, there's a math part.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I hate math.
Yeah. There's a verbal and a math portion. Yes. I did okay. Like, I had not really studied. I had just looked over everything really
mm-hmm.
briefly, but whatever. Like, it's weird. Like, the test basically like adapts itself to you. Like, it asks you questions, and then like if you get them wrong, it asks you an easier question,
mm-hmm.
and it goes like that. It asks you a
oh,
hard
okay.
question, easier question.
You know the CBT is like that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you like, if you take like, let's say there's a question or whatever, and like it's really hard and you get it wrong, it like keeps lowering itself, like up to like where it asks you questions like very like stupid. Like,
you know, I really wish you had come to FIU.
Really?
Yeah. I really do.
I wanted to come here, but
it would have been a lot better.
On
I
everything.
Think you know. To be honest with you, I think that given enough time, like we would have become like really like really really good friends, I think.
Yeah,
because we get along.
Yeah,
for the most part.
I'm a nice person. I'm not mean.
So
I'm nice to people.
You said anything about being mean?
No, I'm just saying I'm nice to people in general.
Hey, don't get a big head on me, all right?
I'm not getting a big head. I'm just saying, like, I'm nice. Like, even when, like, I even remember, like, in high school and stuff, like, the people that, like, the kids that nobody would want to talk to, like,
oh,
I would be,
you're no, a philanthropist.
Even though I was pretty popular, you know. No, seriously.
That's so much
fun. I would be one of those people. Like, I would be like, hi, what's your name? Even though sometimes those kids, they're really bitter.
Oh, of course.
They're
of
really
course.
Bitter, but they used to be mean, but I still was nice, you know.
What
that
about me?
Bad.
What, you think I wasn't popular in high school?
No.
What?
I didn't say nothing.
You said no. That was a reaction.
No, I wouldn't say, like, no. I never thought that, but I was going to tell you.
I was actually really popular in middle school, and then, like, because of how popular I was in middle school, I decided that I didn't want to be popular anymore. No, seriously. I was, like,
really
popular. Yeah.
It sounds funny the way it's being
no,
said.
No, but it's true. It happened. There's something about my hair.
Really?
It made me cool, yeah. Because I used to have like I told you this, didn't I? That I used to have a lot of hair and it was like really curly. Mm-hmm, I used to put a lot of gel in it.
Yeah.
So all the girls would be like, oh, let me touch your hair. And I'd be like, yeah.
You know, I like mohawks.
You like mohawks?
Yeah, I think they're so cool. There's this guy in my social environment class. Uh-huh. His mohawk, I guess he uses like wax or something.
Yeah.
It's like really like
beast wax.
Yeah. And I'm always looking at him like, oh my God, I love your hair. It's so cool. Yeah.
So yeah, like it used to get hard, like after a certain time, like in the afternoon, yeah. It was like hard, like all, and it was like curls and stuff like that.
Yeah, I used to use more gel than I use now. My hair used to be like rock hard, like it was like.
Rock hard.
Yeah, it was bad.
I don't think it's not like as you get older, you realize that it's not necessarily necessary.
Yeah.
It's just something that, you know, it's cool, like, when you're growing up, you're like, oh, you want to do something with your hair, so you start slicking it back, and everyone's like, oh, watch out.
Yeah. So, are you ready for the wedding?
Am I ready for the wedding?
Yeah.
You know, I'm still trying to decide on how many days I'm going to spend up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because my father is coming a little bit after my mom.
Oh, yeah, brother. I think your mom told me something like that.
So he's only going to be there for, like, 3 days, so, like, the weekend, basically.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether I want to, like, go in for, like, the entire week or just spend the weekend. Like, I still haven't decided.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out. The thing is, when you get up there, you're going to see, like, they're really, like, in wedding mode, you know? Like,
wedding mode?
Wedding mode, you know? So it's all about the wedding, and, like, you really... If you're at a place, like, you go and, like, you're a girl, so you're going to be fine. You're going to,
yeah.
You know, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, help me put on this dress, whatever. Let's go shopping for the shoes, or we still need this.
Yeah.
They're going to take you with them. They're going to drag you up and down all over the place.
Uh-huh.
With guys, it's different. Like, you can't, like, you don't really get included, you know, in that. You know, you hang out with the other guys. And, like, I guess the only reason to go would be to just get to know Gabriela a little bit better. You know, my Celeste's son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and probably Francisco, because honestly, like, I don't know either, like, any of them. Like, Juan, you know, Junior and mm-hmm, Juan, like, mm-hmm. And Francisco, like, I've met him and, like, talked to him, like, maybe, like, twice and stuff like that, but I really haven't, I don't really know him that well. You know, my mom spent, like 2 weeks up there,
and
he took her out and whatever.
Yeah.
We got to know each other. So, what about you, or how do you feel about it?
I'm excited and nervous at the same time.
Yeah?
I'm excited because I haven't been on vacation since, like, I went to go see my dad, which that was like 2001, 2002, I think. So I'm excited about going to the airport and stuff because I love the airport. And I've never been to a wedding before.
You've never been to a wedding before?
Never been to a wedding.
That's
so
shocking.
I'm excited to see what it's like, you
that
know?
That is shocking. It's really nice. That's really nice. Like, yeah, party, it's nice.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that, but I'm nervous because, like, oh my God. I don't know too many people and stuff. So.
No, I mean, for the most part, like, my mom tends to hang out with Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, that's her sister, so whatever, you get to know her. And then Celeste, you already know.
Yeah.
And then Celeste is just her sister, you know, so that's it. And then, like, on my father's side of the family, I don't know what they're going to do with that. I don't know if they're going to introduce you to my father's side of the family. That remains to be seen. Like, my mom doesn't, like, they get along, but it's just, like, they've had a lot of problems, you know, like, a lot of stuff has happened, you know, a lot of tough stuff with them. My brother loves them, though, you know, you know, you can't get enough of them, because they're more like, I guess they're more, how can I say this, urban-centric, you know, more like he is.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't take after, like, the whole Christian side, you know, and, like, Celeste,
you know,
Celeste and Celeste are more like Christians and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cool and stuff like that, but, you know, they're Christians, so you can't, you know, certain things, there's certain limits to what you can do, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll see how it goes. But, yeah.
Yeah, the school's really big.
The school's really big?
Yes.
Yeah, it kind of is. It gets bigger all the time.
My school, I kind of get lost sometimes in the school, too, but that's because I don't really do too much.
You just go in and
just
study
go to class,
and come back.
And sometimes I stay, like, you know, like, just relax and look around.
Yeah.
When I'm not in a hurry to get home.
Yeah. Why would you be in a hurry to get home?
That's exactly it. I'm not in a hurry. I'm never in a hurry to get home. I don't think I'm ever home. That's the thing. I think I only go to, like, sleep.
You don't think you're ever home? You know, it happens, though. It's not just you. A lot of people live like that.
I know.
to be honest with you, like, that's one of the things that I'm very grateful for right now, mm-hmm. that I have so much free time in the summer, because I've come to realize that, especially during these last two semesters at school, like, I've been spending just so much time, like, just doing crazy stuff, like, trying to get stuff done, mm-hmm. and always, like, hurrying, and always being, like, you know, trying to be, like, one step ahead of everything, and then, like, like, I don't know, like, about maybe, like, a week ago is when I finally just, like, let go of all that, you know, I'm just, like, oh, just relax, man, finally, just let it go, like, you don't really have to do anything tomorrow, you know, just, and, like, I rested, and I was, like, I realized, like, man, you know, like, so much time, like, gets wasted on, like, you know, watching television, you know, like, looking stuff up on the internet, stuff that you don't even need to look up, you know, just, like, garbage, you know, and it's, like, when I finally just let it go, I was just like, I can finally, like, just read. I finally read, I read an entire magazine, like, between yesterday and today. And I was like, oh, this is great. You know, I read the entire magazine.
That's something really, like, my God, like, to already have, like, your bachelor's, like, I wish I could already be there. Like, I feel like school is, like,
I mean, it's not enough. I mean, just having a bachelor's is not, it's all about you. You know, it really is about you. You know, like, I like the degree. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's nice and everything, but I don't think the degree defines who I am, you know? Mm-hmm. The degree is just a reflection of, like, my commitment, you know, of what I decided to do, you know, in my life. You know, like, I already knew, like, that summer, like, when I came back to school that, you know, I was going to finish. One way or another, I was going to finish. And the only thing that I kept telling myself, I just said, is, man, you know, like, you have 4 years left. You know, you just have to hang in there for 4 years. And just keep going.
Yeah.
And that's the only way I made it through. There were times where, like, like, I was, like, really messed up, where it's, like, you know, I had to stay up at, like, 3 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, like, writing a paper and stuff like that. And it's hard.
It's funny. Last night I was talking to Bianca for a while, and, like, we were just talking about it, like, man, I was telling her the same thing I'm telling you, like, that I feel like I just started college, and, like, oh, my God, like, 3 more years, and, like, not even because I haven't finished my first year yet. And then she's, like, well, you know, think about it like this, like, she said that, like, and it's the same thing I was thinking, like, in high school, like, when you were a freshman, you were thinking the same thing. You were like, oh my God, 4 years of high school is going to take forever. And then, like, now it's like, you think about it, like, man, it's already been a year that I'm out of high school, you know? And it's like, now you wish you could go back, you know? So it's like, even though high school is very different from college, but either way, you know?
It just depends. I mean, there's a point in your life when you realize that, that's interesting that you say that, because I don't really know what exactly it is about high school that you want to go back. Like, what it is about high school that you like so much. That's the thing.
What it is about high school that that's a very easy question.
What is it?
You don't have... In high school, like, everything was easy for everybody. Mostly everybody. Okay? Mm. You didn't have... You had responsibilities, but not as big as the ones you had. I'm gonna be honest with you. In high school, I barely remember, like... I think the most times that I ever, like, opened the book was, like, 3 times to study.
Right.
You know? And then in college, I've had to learn, like, your grade is based on tests. You know, if you don't open that book and read, you're going to fail.
Right.
You know? So, and it's, like, so, then, like, I guess, like, in college now, I'm kind of trying to, like, redeem myself for high school because I didn't do good in high school. Like,
right.
I was an average student. I had, like, I graduated with, like, a 2.6 or something, a 2.7.
Well,
like,
that actually my... My college GPA went down to a 2.1, so...
Yeah?
But... No, what am I... Wait, 2.1? No, what am I talking about? A 1.2.
Yeah. But I guess in a way, like, in college, I'm trying to do my best that I can, you know? And then I realize I'm, like... Because I never thought, like... I look at those, like smart kids and stuff, and it's like, man, like, I wish I could go back and, like, get, like, bright futures and all that crazy stuff, and...
It's... I don't think it's really about, I don't know, I've been to people's houses, like, you know, that, you know, have an education, they have several degrees, and live well and stuff like that, and to be honest with you, it's not, you know, I look at their lives, and I don't really want that life, you know, like, that's not what I want, you know, I don't look at their lives and say, like, wow, you know, I envy that, you know, and that's what I want.
Yeah.
The only motivation for me to, like, do well is first for myself, and also for, you know, for whatever future I might have with somebody else, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of it in that sense. You know, I always want to be... I always have a backup plan. You know, I always want to be prepared in case anything might happen. And it's just having a better life for, you know, for not just yourself, but for other people too, you know?
Yeah.
You bring something to the table, like, you know, whenever, like, you meet anybody, so. But trust me, just because you have an education doesn't mean squat. Like that girl that I told you about, that I went out for a month, but girl is like, she's working on her master's now, and it's like, you just feel bad for her. Like, honestly, that's the only thing I can tell you. Like, I felt bad for her because, like, there's nothing you can do. Like, you know, it's like, she's 30 and she still hasn't figured out that, you know, if she doesn't, like, put on the batteries, like, she's just going to be alone for, like, the rest of her life. Like,
oh my God, that's something I don't want. I don't want to be alone.
My God, she's, like, 30 and, like, she just turned 30 and she's, like, still, like, going out, like, partying and drinking and stuff like that. And it's just, like, I'm, like, and like, she's having such a hard time, like, letting go of, like, that part of her life. Like, she's kind of, like, has, like, half and half right now.
God.
So, whatever. I'm, like, whatever. But that's, you know, that's her choice, you know? Like, that's her choice. What happens with most people, though, is that they don't realize that they don't really know what they want, you know? I actually asked this to my mom the other day. Like, I was, like, so tell me the truth. When you were, like, young, you know, did you know what you want with your life? And she was, like, no. Yeah, I was, like, yeah, you see, I knew it. And I just walked away. That's what happens, though. That's what happens.
I try to think about that sometimes. Like, man, I hope I'm choosing, like, the right career. And, like,
just the thing
I'm trying to learn. Like, one thing I'm trying to change about myself now is, like, because, like, you're, you know, like, these last couple of months, man, like, it's been hitting me hard. Like now I'm trying to, like, realize, like, man, like, I used to be so happy all the time, you know? And then, like, they used to be, like this. These last couple of months, I'm like, oh my God, you know, like, I was thinking, I was like, this isn't me, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I used to care, but, like, not where I made it, like,
mm-hmm.
the center of my life, you know, like.
You know why? Because what ends up happening is that eventually the problems that you might have not have paid attention to, like,
yeah.
you eventually say to yourself, you know, I got to resolve them. It happened to me, too. There are problems that you have to take care of.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, I'm good now. I'm not.
You just have to learn to be happy regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you're doing, you just have to learn how to do that. Like, me, it doesn't matter where you put me. My mom laughs. She's like, it's fine, you know, you can come like a week before the wedding. It doesn't matter. We'll just put you in the living room with a book and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, that's something that you have to learn. Like, well, whatever. No, it's, yeah, it's interesting.
What?
I don't know, like, I think that sometimes I think we try to get away from feeling, you know, and thinking about things that should matter, you know?
You think?
I think so. I think that's the point of having so many distractions. For example,
yeah.
I think that sometimes people get scared of being, like, absolutely alone, like, with nothing going on. Yeah, like people get like, you put them in, like, for example, have you, what's the longest you spent like by yourself with like nothing going on?
I don't even think like 5 minutes. Like, I,
you see, you see,
I hate it. Like, oh my God, it's,
but
like,
why do you
know.
Hate it?
I just, that's one thing about me, like, that's like really like, oh my God, I hate being alone. Like, I hate being alone. I don't like being alone.
Mm.
If I'm in my house and I'm like, oh my God, like, there's nothing to do, nobody here, like, I'm leaving, you know, like, I'm,
yeah, you go do something else, right?
I'm just gonna go for a drive or something and like blast my music. I don't know, it's like, you know.
I'm actually quite like the opposite. Like, the thing is this, like, it's hard. Like, it's hard to get to a place where you just like, you're alone, like, and you can actually think,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just think about whatever comes into your head, you know, like, you know, why are things the way they are, blah, 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 you know, have all these like weird thoughts. And it's like, I feel like most of your life you go through it, you know, with just people like yelling in your ear all the time. That's what it feels like to me. Like, it feels like people are always yelling at me, you know, like, not literally, you know what I mean?
No, like, people literally yell at me all the time.
But that's what I feel like it's happening. Like, there's always like something going on, and it's never like, you never get a chance to just like think, you know,
yeah.
and just like concentrate on something. Like, that, it's funny because it's like, I've been sitting around and thinking about the test, you know, studying for it, and I'm thinking to myself, man, you know, it's taking so long. I wanted to get it done in a month, you know. I was
mm-hmm.
like, yeah, you know, I'm going to study for a month, and that's it. It's going to be over, and that's it. I don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
And you know what I've realized? That the things that surround you make you want to, like, do things faster but not pay as much attention to them, you know, or not put as much value to them, you know. And I think that's just, I don't think it shouldn't be that way. I think that sometimes you really have to slow down and think about what it is that you have, you know, and appreciate it.
It's true, but I don't think a lot of people have that mentality.
Well, I don't think a lot of people can even think about that stuff. I mean, period. So.
Yeah.
You know what I found in the back of a magazine about three days ago? Guess what I found? Guess what I found 3 days ago? Popeye. A DVD collection for Popeye.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww. I haven't seen Popeye forever. They used to be one of my favorites.
I know.
Aww.
I was like, I looked at it and I was like,
Oh, you know what I used to watch a lot too? I used to watch Power Rangers. And yeah. Ninja Turtles.
Power Rangers was, when it first came out, it was really popular.
Yeah.
It's a popular show.
Aww, I love Popeye.
And it's like, it's gone on like forever. Power Rangers is still on the air.
Yeah. But
it's just in like weird like cable channels.
Yeah, but I don't think it would be the same as.
Oh.
Or I don't know if it's like, okay, because you know the other day, not the other day, but like I would start like once, like when I was in high school and I was like a freshman, I was like, man, like now, like, you know, you see like Christmas and all those things and you're like, man, the holidays aren't seeming like the holidays anymore. But do you think it's because you view it differently because you're older now?
It has to do with the same thing that I told you about before. Because you don't put as much value to it as you used to. That's it? It's been 30 minutes? Then get out of here. We're having a conversation.
Like another 5. Are you kicking me out?
I think it's for the same reason.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe it does have a little bit to do with people growing.
I think if you slow down, I think it would be still as important. Because it's not about the presents, it's really more about the feelings that you get and, you know, like, what you want.
Christmas spirit.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like, that anxiety of, like, getting up at, like, 12 a.m. in the morning to open up your gift just because you want to see what your parents got you.
Yeah.
I used to do that all the time. I remember one time I got some, like, Transformers, and I was like, Transformers, and I played with them, like,
you
open
know,
them.
They started working on Transformers 2, like,
oh, the movie?
Yeah, like the 1st of June.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I started working on it. Because I was watching Movie Awards, I think? Yeah, the Movie Awards on Sunday. It was on a Sunday? I think it was on Sunday. And one of the guys from the movie, whatever, he won an award.
Your hair looks really nice like that.
Oh, thank you.
It does. You know what? I was going to tell you, we went to the worst theater this weekend.
What theater?
The one in Homestead. The absolute worst theater you could imagine. It's called Flagship Cinemas.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I went in there once because Jenny lives in Homestead.
Oh,
we
my
tried
God.
To go there one time, but I never got to go inside.
Oh, it's terrible.
It is, really?
Like, we sat...
Why did you end up going there?
Because the thing is, like, we wanted to see The Forbidden Kingdom, and, like, you know, it's basically getting... It's coming out of the theaters now, you know, like, it's leaving theaters. So, it was only being shown at, what's it called, Flagship. You know, Flagship and some theater in Kendall. And so Flagship was closer. It was only like 7 miles away from my house. So like we decided to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there and like the time that we had seen on the internet, right, like the show times and stuff like that was like off by like 25 minutes. So it was like the movie started at 9:20, you were there like at 9:45. And they're like, oh, well, you know, the movie's already started. I'm like, what the internet, yes, the show times. And they're like, well, you know, like you can see something else. I was like, okay, well, what's showing? And they're like, oh, well, What Happens in Vegas, you know? So I went to see What Happens in Vegas. Like, the movie was good, but the theater was terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
What I was telling you. I'm surprised you didn't forget. The guy, one of the guys that were from Transformers, the first one, I don't know who he was, I don't know his name. He went up there and he was like, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, we just started filming. And he goes, actually, tomorrow we're going to start filming Transformers 2. So I was like, oh my God, there's going to be a Transformers 2. That's so cool.
Oh, yeah. Those people are making so much money, like the people in comic books and stuff like that, like it's ridiculous. Like it's like movie after movie after movie after comic book movie after comic book movie after comic book movie, like back to back, like the Hulk, Iron Man, Batman, The Dark Knight, Let me see. What are the other ones? And, like, some other movies, like, I can't think of right now. But it's still, like...
Did you guys end up seeing Indiana Jones?
Hancock is another one. Yeah, we did. It was okay. It was okay. It wasn't that great.